Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 27th year on the air, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech, including products and services and gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We, of course, also hope that you receive our free once-a-week tech newsletter. All we ask is your email address, which we don't share with anyone in spite of the constant begging all these years. We never share your email, and we don't spam you. Once a week, we send you a little tech newsletter with, cleverly enough, some tech news in it. We let you know who's on the show this week. We highlight a couple of calls that will address their questions and concerns. We just give you lots of cool information. Of course, we also let you know what kinds of gifts we're giving out when you participate on the program. A lot of our guests and sponsors and friends of the show are regularly sending us things to share with you to promote consumer tech even more. So do join us and get the tech newsletter, participate on the show. Just visit intotomorrow.com. Little box pops up. Put your email address only. Then watch for a subsequent email. It's a double opt-in thing because we don't spam anyone. So you'll click that link to say, yes, of course, I want to get it. And voila, you're in. Be sure and check your spam filters, too, because these days, so much stuff from so many valid people and email addresses are ending up in spam. So check that anyway on a regular basis. Our next guest's company makes smart indoor air quality monitors that track things like radon, particulate matter, and other airborne pollutants. The CEO of a company called AirThings is Øyvind Birkenes. Øyvind, welcome into Tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm calling in here from Austin.
Oh, very good. Clean air from Austin. It's always important to have clean air everywhere, but nice to know that you're joining us as well from Austin. Tell me a little bit about AirThings, and then let's get into the discussion about some of the cool products you have available.
Yeah, so AirThings has been around since 2008, and it really started with transforming the radon industry to where you can monitor radon gas with digital instruments. So that kind of started the company. But now we are a world leader in indoor air quality monitoring, and we have solutions for homes and homeowners and for commercial buildings and schools. And we sell this all around the world. Very exciting, growing very fast.
Oh, I can imagine. Is radon still an issue, or has it grown to become more of an issue since we talked about radon initially? Tell us about that particular concern, because a lot of folks have not heard about it, or if they have, they figure it's probably not a problem for them.
Yes, in the U.S., there is a lot of radon around, and there's a lot of houses that have issues with radon gas. The thing with radon, it fluctuates every day. And so you don't know what radon level you have if you don't monitor it constantly. Mm. And it's a bigger problem in the states where you have colder climates, because then you typically don't air out as much. You have more insulated houses. And when it's cold outside and warm inside, your house will kind of drag air from the ground, and you get elevated levels of radon inside.
So what is radon then? It's something apparently that's naturally produced, I'm guessing?
So it comes from uranium in the soil. There's uranium all around. It's a radioactive gas. At low levels, it's not dangerous. When it gets elevated levels, it can cause damage to your lungs and cause lung cancer. Wow. It's the leading cause of lung cancer for those that don't smoke. And just in the U.S., more than 21,000 people, according to EPA, die from lung cancer due to radon every year.
Holy cow. Well, and we hate when that happens, by all means. So clearly it's important for folks to monitor their indoor air quality. Want to remind our radio audience to come and see the video of my interview with Øyvind, because we're showing you some of the cool products that they deal with and so forth. But how is it that air quality in general impacts our health?
Yes, and I think now, like post-COVID, let's hopefully this is really post-COVID now.
Yes, oh, please.
Coming back, yes. Yeah. And what we see is that air quality is much higher on the agenda for most people. And now we see how much impact air quality have. And there's so many people that have shortened their lifetime because of air pollution. Mm. It causes asthma. It causes allergy. People get drowsy and tired. Students can follow classes because of poor air quality. So it's a wide range of challenges caused by poor air quality. And the thing is that we spend 90% of our time indoors, unfortunately. And if you look at new research now, they show that indoor air is more polluted than outdoor air. In average, two to five times.
Oh, gee. And of course, we're not running factories in our houses or something. So one would think that that's kind of an interesting statement, but it makes sense from what you've described. And several of us here have suffered through COVID, some of us hospitalized for a month in my case. And I begin to blame my almost constant tiredness and so forth on post-COVID. But that was 2 years ago. And maybe I should be looking more at indoor air quality, not only in my home, but in and around our studios and things. I guess nobody is completely safe from any problem with indoor air quality.
No, it's very true. And one thing that has got a lot of attention now is carbon dioxide. So it's CO2. So not CO, which is like the deadly poisonous gas, but CO2, which is what we humans breathe out. And what we see when, let's say you are in a room, in a classroom, in your living room, and you have several people there breathing air. And if the air exchange rate, the ventilation rate is low, you will get elevated levels of CO2, which means you mix the air. So what you breathe out, I would breathe in, etc. Mm-hmm. And that's a very good proxy of is the air fresh and how much of the air is mixed between people. It says something about the virus risk in that room.
That's a good point, because we've all heard about how if you're in a room long enough with somebody with COVID, and that's one of the easier ways to get it. And again, as you said earlier, please God, we hope it's post-COVID now and things are dwindling down and getting back to somewhat normal. Tell me, though, about AirThing's new View series of products, like the one that I'm holding up now. This is a whole new series of products to help us with our air quality monitoring.
Yes, it's to really make it easy because most people don't really know. Like we take care of the complexity and we present to you in an easy way what's going on in your living room, in your bedroom, in your basement, etc., where you would use your product. It's all wireless. It's all battery operated. So it's very easy to put on shelf or by your bed. It's Wi-Fi connected, and you have a nice working app that tells you what's going on, if the air quality is good or bad. And if it's not good, it will tell you what you can do about it and sends you notifications when there's things that you can improve. And it's very huge. You'll learn a lot, and the product lives with you, and you will learn more and more about the air and how big of an impact it has on your health and also your sleep, and making sure you feel fit and not are drowsy and tired.
Well, and one of the important things, Øyvind, that you mentioned is that you'll tell us what we can do about it. I mean, sometimes there may not be much we can do, but other times it might be as simple as open a window. You know, let some more fresh air in if you can, those kinds of things. What are the sorts of things that, again, depending on what the air quality indicators are providing, are we able to do? Or do we need to be worried about, you know, tearing down some of the house and rebuilding? I mean, can it get that extreme?
Yeah, so it's mostly you can solve these things very easily. Just by monitoring, you will see what's wrong and how you can deal with it. We have many asthmatics that have like are sensitive to VOCs or particles. Okay, we see that maybe in a bedroom, and okay, you can air get more ventilated the room, or you could add an air purifier if required. Many homes have very dry or very humid environments. And then, of course, if it's too dry or too humid over too long time, that can cause issues. Everything from very dryness, coughiness, or that you get mold risk.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you about that and tell you how you can deal with that. CO2 levels getting high, which means that there is not enough fresh air, which affects your sleep, makes you drowsy, at least as well, when you try to watch TV or do your homework or follow class. So those things, then you need more fresh air, open windows, or improve your ventilation. Maybe your filter and your HVAC system is clogged. So there's all these things that we help you to learn and to educate you on what you can do. And typically it's pretty simple, low cost things you can do to improve and make big differences.
We're chatting with the CEO of AirThings, Øyvind Birkenes, and we invite you to visit airthings.com. But don't go away. There's much more to come. More fascinating information about how to keep your family safe from all sorts of indoor contaminants as Into Tomorrow continues. We'll be right back.